But we didn't care. For the Bombergers, togetherness was a way of life. When their family grew to eight, they moved into an old farmhouse in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Three bedrooms for eight people seemed adequate at the time, but as they added more children to their family, they added on to the house. The children also helped out doing farm chores, an activity that ultimately may have contributed to a cap on the size of the family at 13. Mom and Dad wanted to adopt more kids, but the local social services agency suspected that they were exploiting us as child labor, Ryan explained with a grin. Probably a social worker drove by when we were pulling weeds in the garden and said, "That's it for them." The 11-acre farm was more of a hobby than anything. Though because Henry's income wasn't enough to cover the family's expenses, he sold some of what they raised on the farm to make up the difference. We had cows, pigs, sheep, horses, and as a kid, I always thought it was because they loved having lots of animals around, oblivious to the fact that they sold the wool from the sheep and meat from the cows and pigs. To us, it was just fun. It was also a way to teach kids responsibility. There were no freeloaders in the Bomberger family. At first, the girls did the inside work while the boys handled the outside chores. That all changed one day when Andrea decided the boys needed to learn to fold laundry, wash dishes, and clean the bathrooms, and that the girls were fully capable of handling the outside work. My primary job became cleaning the bathrooms, and I hated it. Getting down on my hands and knees, scrubbing around and on the toilet, not something anyone enjoys doing. But it taught me humility. And getting us all involved in the work on the farm gave us a strong work ethic. In addition to helping their parents on the farm, Ryan and his siblings attended both public and private schools, and they were all active in sports, music, and other extracurricular activities. On top of all that, their dad owned the local department store, and each took their turn helping out with a variety of tasks. I remember at age 7 or 8 sweeping out the store for 25 cents an hour and bagging ice for a nickel a bag. The social worker might call that child labor. I call it great parenting. What a gift Ryan's parents gave their children. But as Ryan reminded me several times, most of the virtues and qualities they learned from their parents were not so much taught as caught. They demonstrated their beliefs by the way they lived, and perhaps the greatest lesson Ryan learned from them was that every life is important. Growing up in a Christian home, Ryan made a decision to follow Christ when he was 7 years old at his church's Vacation Bible School. But I really came to understand Christ's sacrifice for me when I was 13 and attending a youth camp in the Poconos. Even though my parents always made me feel loved and valued, I struggled with a lot of issues, including a low self-esteem. To be honest, I was angry at God and really didn't believe He loved me. Our speaker was a woman, a missionary from Eastern Europe, and as she talked to us about how much God loved us, I sort of issued a challenge to God. If you really love me, have her come to me and tell me to my face that you love me. As soon as I said that, I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was the missionary, and she said to me, "Are you ready now to believe God loves you?" From that moment on, everything changed for me. It was also at that same time that Ryan fully understood the circumstances of his conception and birth, and initially he was devastated. But the more he thought about it, the more he began to see how incredible his birth mother's choice.